Seen you locked and changed, didn't ease my pain. Left me feeling ashamed out in the rain. Can't explain the pain, how I stay sane. Don't like the game, will it ever change? Tommy Watson, and welcome to Resilient Stories, where we share the grit and glory behind the stories of amazing people like you who have bounced back from failure and adversity, going to live their best lives on purpose. Today's show is being sponsored by Racially Conscious Collaboration. Please go to their website, support those folks. And folks, you guys ready for another amazing show today? Joining me, I have the one and only Lieutenant Commander Jesse Iwuji. I'm sorry, Jesse. How you doing, brother?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good, I appreciate you. Let me say it again. Lieutenant Commander Jesse Iwuji, thank you for your service. Thank you for all you're doing for our nation as well. So Jesse, as we get started, can you introduce yourself to the listening audience out there?
Yeah. So my name is Jesse Iwuji, currently a Lieutenant Commander in the United States Navy. I'm originally from Dallas, Texas. Grew up there my whole life. Both of my parents immigrated from Nigeria to the U.S. Back in the 80s before deciding to settle in Dallas and having me and my two brothers and my sister there. And growing up there, I eventually gravitated towards football. And, obviously, Texas is that's the biggest thing there. So that brought me towards that. Football eventually led me towards, playing football in high school and then eventually getting to college and playing college football from there, being an officer in the Navy because I went to Naval Academy. And then somehow, some way, some crazy thing made me believe that I should become a professional race car driver. And I went from Navy to NASCAR.
Was it all the hits from football?
I don't know, maybe. I was delivering a lot of the hits.
Okay, good. Awesome. So before we get started, I got to ask you a question. Are you a Dallas Cowboys fan?
I am a Dallas Cowboys fan, big Dallas Cowboys fan. I've been a fan since they, ended up during the 90s when I was a kid, they won 3 Super Bowls. So introduction to the Cowboys.
Yeah, that was a good time to be a Cowboys fan. It's kind of a little tough nowadays, though, but, it's good to see true fans out there.
Yeah.
So, Jesse, as we get started, for the purpose of the podcast is to introduce people like yourself to our listening audience and have you talk through, some difficult moments you had and kind of give us a blueprint how you overcame it. So what's been the biggest obstacle you faced professionally or personally on your journey?
I would say the biggest obstacle throughout this journey, at least when I was going from Navy to NASCAR and trying to break into there, the biggest obstacle that I think I probably faced was really just the, it was me, right? Like I was the biggest person in front of myself, and at the end of the day, when going on any journey in life, we're all going to have a vision, seeing exactly where we're supposed to be, who we're supposed to become, what we're supposed to do. But along the way, we're going to have all this self-doubt. We have to understand that it's okay. Yeah. We're going to have to understand that we were the only ones given that vision. Like nobody else was. So you might have a goal of becoming an astronaut. And guess what? God put that in your mind, put that vision in your head. He didn't put it in anyone else's head. Somebody else outside of you might support you because they dislike you a lot. They care about you. And they're like, okay, I'll support you. But truly, they can't see what you saw. Like you were the only one who saw yourself. So because of that, sometimes there will be a lot of people who won't believe in you and they're going to tell you different things like, hey, you can't do it for this reason. You can't do it for that reason, blah, blah, blah. And all this stuff starts seeping in, but you have to understand you can't ever let other people's opinion of you become your reality. So that was probably the biggest obstacle throughout my whole journey was just not letting any of that negativity, not letting any of that stuff just bring me down, and it's tough throughout the whole journey because there's always going to be naysayers, all these people who want to bring it down, who don't want you to succeed, who want the world to burn. It's just always there. So I would say that's probably the biggest obstacle right there. And throughout any kind of journey.
Absolutely. And you're one of only 3 NASCAR drivers in a predominantly white sport. What's been some of the challenges that come along with doing that?
Yeah, being African-American in NASCAR racing, there's not a lot of us racing in NASCAR, the national series at least. So the challenges with that, obviously you're different, and some people ask, okay, do I deal with racism because of that and all that? honestly, I haven't dealt with a ton of racism. Like anything I've ever seen that's blatant in front of my face, like was from some troll fan type thing, you know, online, social media, keyboard warriors, you know, that happens. But besides that, you know, I haven't really experienced too much of it in my face. Now, who knows if anything's happening behind doors between some people, I don't know. But, you know, for me, I just keep grinding. I know where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to do. You know, people are going to be on board with it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great point. I appreciate you sharing that. You know, so you and I both are both collegiate athletes. How does one go from making the transition from playing college sports to NASCAR? Did you have a mentor or, I mean, what were you driving fast cars in college or as a kid? How did you make that transition there?
Yeah, didn't really have a mentor. I don't think I haven't really had a lot of mentors, period, in my life as far as people who like guided me through things. Now, I've had people I've reached out to for help in certain questions on certain things, but I wouldn't say I just had like someone like, hey, yeah, this is how you get into racing and I'll help you through it.
Right.
That hasn't been there. So a lot of it's just gathering information from a lot of people, a lot of different situations and putting it together and making it work. But for me, getting into racing, you know, prior to me actually getting into wheel-to-wheel racing in NASCAR, prior to that, I was doing these open track days where anybody can bring their personal car to a track. They host these events, you know, every few weekends each month, and you can bring your personal car to the track and run it on the track. Now, I was doing those open track days for a couple years or so. After a couple years of that, that's when I decided that, hey, I like going fast on track. I like doing this. This is cool. Why not try to take it to the next level and become a pro driver? And from there, I had to figure out, okay, what does it take? What do I have to get? What do I have to do? Do I need a certain license? How much money does it cost? Where to find a team? What series are out there? What series will fit what I want to do? Like how to do all this stuff. But once I started putting energy towards this every day on a daily consistent basis, and I was really focused on it and it was purposeful, all of a sudden God starts opening up these different doors in my life, which led me to the eventual direction of going the NASCAR route.
Wow. Wow, that is phenomenal and very proud that you're out there representing. So I know you know Bubba Wallace as well. How instrumental has he been in your career?
I know him. I wouldn't say I talk to him on a daily basis. Yeah. I don't even have his phone number. But, I obviously you see him at the track sometimes. As far as instrumental, I don't know if he's really been instrumental because, once again, I had little communication with them.
Sure.
I reached out to him when I first started racing. I was at a race in Phoenix and I found where his trailer was and I just like walked in and then I was like, I'm just screw it. I'm just going to go walk in and talk to this guy. And I did. We talked for a little bit. I told him, hey, you know, I'm planning on working my way up until your eventual level. You know, at that time he was racing NASCAR Xfinity Series. So he was like many, many levels above where I was at that time. And then now he's in the Cup Series and I'm racing between trucks and Xfinity Series. So I'm like a step or two below him right now. But, yeah, that was honestly probably the longest conversation I ever had with him. I don't know how long we talked, but it was like maybe 10 minutes or so. Besides that, I haven't really had much interaction with him. He's like in his own world. So, right. You know, I see him here and there and I say, what's up, but we don't get to chat. So
that is awesome. So, you know, with you taking the big step, you know, being from the military and going to a, non-traditional career that, you know, some of us may not necessarily think of or gravitate towards. How would you say that this whole thing has kind of shaped you as a person, you know, jumping, one, going after your dreams and going after your dreams in a sport where not many people can do it?
Yeah, it's definitely not easy for sure. But how it's really shaped me is it's helped me understand how powerful we are as human beings. And how powerful our minds are once we can really rein them in and understand, okay, like if I really put focused energy towards something and I have a clear vision, I already saw the end goal, as long as I put focused energy, effort every single day, grind, it's crazy how the universe will start getting out of your way. Like it'll be like, okay, you want to get there? I'll start getting out of your way. I'll put some little potholes here and there, put some little things to trip over here and there, but the path will be there. You know, you just got to go through it. And once I realized that and realized that, you know, it's not really about having all the resources in the world. It's not really about having all the time. It's not about having, you know, all the money, all the whatever, you know, a talent or anything like that. It's all about just putting, you know, just purposeful action it towards that goal every day, finding new creative ways to just find a way around all the walls that you're going to hit. And what I started understanding is, and this is really what helps me a lot in life, is understanding that we are all, like, life is a card game. Absolutely. So we are all dealt a certain hand. Some people's hand that they're dealt at the beginning of the card game is way better than some other people's hands. That's just life. Like, I know in this world, everyone wants a certain level of equality. Well, guess what? That's just not life. Some people are given crazy ability, like, you know, LeBron James, and some people can't jump more than 3 inches off the ground. It's just how we start. But just because we started there doesn't mean we have to end there. There's ways around things. There's ways to get better. There's ways to advance. There's ways to get to the goal. But at the end of the day, you have to understand that because it's a card game, like I said before, just because that's where you're starting in the card game, there is no rule, there is no law that says you are not allowed to win the card game, no matter where you start. So even if I got an ace in my hand and this and that, doesn't mean I'm automatically going to win. Just because I have the worst cards doesn't mean I'm automatically going to lose or I can't win. It's just, we all start at different levels and then we got to work from there. That's just how it is. So once you begin to understand that and you take that on board, then people can stop playing like the victim game where, oh my God, like the world's against me, I'm never going to succeed, blah, blah, blah. No, we all start in different levels. Like, I started at a certain level and it's better than some people's. And then it's worse than a lot of other people's, you know, like you started at a certain level. It was better than some, you know, but then it was worse than a lot of people's too. You know, we can go to India and there's kids on a street drinking water off the ground in the dirt. You know, I'm pretty sure that's not a great level to start, but doesn't mean they can't go and succeed eventually in life.
That's right. That's right. And very well said, and great points there as well. So Jesse, as you look back on your journey, would you do anything different?
I would say throughout my journey, I honestly would not do anything different. I think everything happened the way it's supposed to happen because I put my trust in God. Yes. And I did two things. I had faith and effort, and I put them together on a daily basis. I was basically putting in all the effort when everything was pitch black and you could not see the end goal. Like, you initially will see the end goal when you had the vision, seeing yourself accomplishing a goal. You'll initially have that vision, like, oh man, I want to be a race car driver. Like, I just saw myself be a race car driver. After that, the moment you start walking, it goes pitch black. You're like, hold on, where's that vision I just saw? Like, where's that? That's just where the faith comes into play. Faith is basically understanding, okay, I showed you the vision just to show that it is real. I'm taking it away and I'm making it pitch black. You need to believe the whole way that it's still there, even though it's pitch black. And when I put that all together, there's nothing that would change, because once I learned that, I don't need to change anything. I just had to go through everything I had to go through, good or bad. It doesn't matter, because I already saw the end. Like, the end is done. I'm just getting there, just continuing to walk and run and trip and fall and go backwards and go forward every single day, because the end is done. I have faith that I'm going to get there no matter what. Like, nothing's going to stop me. No one is going to stop me.
That's right. That's powerful, Jesse. And I really appreciate you sharing that. So, Jesse, we're coming off a year, man, where people have faced, they've lost their finances, lost loved ones, lost careers. Some people have lost hope. What words of advice or encouragement can you give those folks to let them know that a brighter day is to come?
Well, that's it right there. Even in the darkest point of the night, the sun will still rise. Life is a cycle. It goes up and it goes down. And when I say it's a cycle, it's not a perfect circle. Just because it takes an hour to go up doesn't mean it's going to take an hour to stay down and then come back up. It could take an hour to go up and then a whole year to be down. Or it could be 10 years up and a year down. It's a cycle. At the end of the day, it's going to eventually get to the same point. No matter how it has to get there, it's going to do it. So even in the darkest point of the night, when it's the darkest point of your life, bad things are happening, you're like, oh my God, what's going on? These setbacks are setups for phenomenal comebacks. So when you take that on board and you understand that, no matter what bad things happen, you'll know that, you know what, good is on the horizon. It is coming. I don't know when exactly, but it is coming. Just fight through it. And life will reward everyone who stays strong enough long enough.
Yes, I love it, man. So folks out there, be sure to make sure you're following Jesse and his work he's doing there. Hey, Jesse, so we talked a little about some tough stuff. You ready to have a little fun now?
Yeah, sir.
All right. This part of our show is called the Rapid Fire Purpose Questions. I'm going to ask you some questions about purpose. I'm not going to elaborate on the questions. Just want you to give me and the audience your best answer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how you turn a dream into reality.
turning a dream into reality is one, initially having a vision, from there having actionable steps every single day. During those actionable steps, like I mentioned earlier, it's going to get super dark. So having faith throughout that whole darkness. And then as you're going through that darkness, as you're falling, you're tripping, you're grinding, you're going forward, you're busy, you're so focused, there's going to be people who reach out throughout that way for help because they're inspired by your journey. They want to get to where you're going. So help them. Don't ignore them. Help those people, because when you help others achieve their dreams, you'll achieve yours too. And then at the very end, as long as you stay strong enough, long enough, it gets your goal.
I love it. What gives your life meaning?
What gives my life meaning is being able to create a platform where I can succeed and then turn this platform into something that can help others succeed. My whole purpose is to create an opportunistic system that just churns out opportunities and successful people out of it every single day. Like, that's what I want to create. I don't know how it's going to be, what it's exactly going to look like, but that's what I'm trying to create. That's what I'm trying to do. But first, I got to build me so I can even have the resources to make it happen.
I love it. What one word best describes you?
One word that best describes me is resilient.
Okay. I love it. What did your 15-year-old self imagine you would be doing right now?
My 15-year-old self imagined me being at this current moment of my life. I might have had thoughts of me being in the NFL. You know, the thing is, what I needed to do so to become something bigger than you've ever become, you're gonna have to do things you've never done, right? So I did that in ninth grade to go from being a very horrible football player to making it to college and playing college football. Yeah. For me to go from college football to the NFL, I was once again gonna have to, you know, you're gonna have to build a skyscraper. In order to build a skyscraper, the higher you wanna go, the deeper you're gonna have to dig. I didn't dig deep in college to get to the next level. All I did was just maintain. I just kind of built just whatever little house. I didn't build a skyscraper. Right. And guess what? Because of that, I didn't put the level of effort needed to make it to the next level, to the NFL. And that was a good learning lesson for me, because when I was getting to NASCAR, I'm like, I'm not going to do that same thing again. Right. I'm not going to just be this mediocre effort. I'm going to have to dig deep. The deeper I dig, the higher I'll go. So then I took that same mentality from high school and applied it to right now. And that's what's allowed me to climb up the ranks.
I love it. Who inspires you the most?
Who inspires me the most? You know, my parents and God. God's story is a good story and lots to learn from it.
Yes. If you were a superhero, what would your superpower be?
If I was a superhero, my superpower would most likely be the ability to, I would say, connect via the mind. That's with everyone. Because you know, you can go have super strength, you can be able to fly, you can have laser beams coming out of your eye, that's all cool and dandy. But if I could get into everyone's mind and maneuver things, I can one, help eradicate evil.
Absolutely.
And then two, help everyone really realize their potential.
Yeah, I love it. If you became president today, what law would you pass first?
If I became president today, the first law that I would pass would be I would figure out some way for, and I don't know if it'd be a law or some rules or some program, but figure out some way where combustion engines and electric engines can live in the same world together, and we don't have to just get rid of one of them to go with the other. This whole thing of going completely electric, I'm not for it, because it's just not going to work. We don't have the power in the U.S. to make it happen. Who's going to put the money to make that happen? It's going to cost a lot of money. If we're going to use government money, well, guess whose pocket that's affecting? Right. Every one of us. Right. So figure out a way where combustion engines and electric engines can work together, you know, whether we're creating hybrid stuff or this and that, or we're just using alternative fuels that maybe don't put as much, you know, carbon monoxide and stuff like that in the air.
Awesome. I love it. What's been the best compliment you've ever received from someone?
The best compliment I've ever received was, I receive a lot of different ones, but anything that has to do with my giving personality, that's probably always the best. Because, you know, I try to do what I can to give back to people and help people. I get people reach out to me all the time for help in all different kinds of ways, whether it's to get into racing, get into the military, figure out how to start a business, all that stuff. I try to give out the help where I can, when I can, as much as I can. And I don't charge people for it. I have, it's funny, I have documents written out, 10 page documents that I send to people on certain things, on how to start this or how to do this. I got a full document on how to start a trucking company. And I just wrote it all out so I could send to people when they ask, because since I have one, I figure people would always ask me. So instead of me having to spend a lot of time rewriting it every day, I just was like, you know, I'm going to take a couple hours and write out a full thing. And I did. And I sent it to people, and it's helped quite a few people actually get their business going and start making money. And that's great.
That's awesome, Jesse. And I got to say that, you know, when I reached out to you, man, you responded right away and said, let's do it, man. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate your spirit for giving and being so loving as well, though. If there was someone you could follow around for a day, who would it be and why?
I could follow him around for a day that's still alive today. It'd probably be Elon Musk. That guy is like a visionary. I mean, he is a visionary. He makes things happen, and he doesn't care. Like, he has these crazy visions. And I say crazy because everyone thinks it's crazy. It's not crazy. It's normal.
Right.
Like, he saw it because it's possible. Like, if I can clearly see us going to some planet, you know, light years away, if I clearly see it and have the vision, that means it's possible. Now, maybe we don't have what we need right now to make it happen, but we can figure it out if we put the right effort in. So yeah, Elon Musk, follow him around. You can learn so much from that guy, and really, yeah, you can learn a lot.
Can't go wrong there. What does success look like for you?
Success looks like for me is when I can turn a dream into reality, when I can take it from my head and then actually formulate it in real life and make it happen. That is success. And funny thing, as I made this post, you know, some weeks ago about my parents, they just closed on this really, really big house in Texas. And I was telling, you know, people just about my story, or not my story, their story, and how they came from from Nigeria to America, didn't have much. And now look at them, you know, I saw people that, hey, you know, anyone can make it happen too. And then I did talk about this same thing in that post on, just one, like, don't confuse movement with progress. I talked about turning your dream into reality. And so people were, funny thing, people, someone mentioned something about, like, you, just because we got a big house, that doesn't mean success. That's materialistic or something stupid like that. I was like, success is defined by whatever you feel like defining it for. If my success is me working hard, saving enough money and buying a Lamborghini, then I succeeded at accomplishing that goal. That is success. Success doesn't always have to be, you know, ridding the world of violence, you know, or curing cancer. Yeah, those are great things. But once again, success is defined by really turning something in your head into reality. That's success. That's it. Yeah. I mean.
Absolutely. Very well said. What's been the biggest lesson you have learned in life?
Biggest lesson I've learned in life was when you help others achieve their dreams, your dreams will come true too.
Yes. I think that's very well said and very simple, and people have to get that one there. Last but not least, Jesse, how do you want to be remembered in history?
How I want to be remembered is a guy that accomplished something that most would say was impossible.
Absolutely.
And I was an ordinary guy who didn't have the resources to even make it happen, but throughout a lot of hard work from my parents, me, and all that stuff throughout life, it all got kind of passed down. I was able to go accomplish it. And then after I accomplished it, created a pathway for others to do the same in all different realms.
That is awesome. Jesse, you survived, man. Great job. Give yourself a round of applause, brother. Appreciate you. And, you know, Jesse, so, you know, the focal point of our podcast, as we go to wrap things up here, are focused on two things: purpose and resiliency. What last words can you leave our audience with around purpose and resiliency?
Yeah, my last words are the ones I always say. I think they've heard it a few times already in this, but life rewards those who stay strong enough long enough.
Yes.
That's it. I mean, you know, half the time it's just staying in, just staying with it, you know?
And I think that's good words. Rewards those who stay strong enough, long enough. So that is great words. Jesse, if folks want to follow you, what's the best way to follow you on social media?
You can head to my website. You can go to jessewuji.com, or you can look me up on all social media platforms. Just look up my name, Jesse Iwuji. If you can't remember how to spell it, just go to Google, type in Navy NASCAR driver. You'll see my name pop up all over the place. You can look me up on every social media platform. I'm on pretty much all of them. I post on all of them regularly. So yeah.
Man, that is awesome. Jesse Awuji, folks out there. Jesse, thank you very much for joining me today. I can't tell you how much of a blessing you've been to me. So many folks out there wishing you the best in all that you do. Thanks for your service in the military as well. And folks, if you're someone out there, you're an overcomer with an amazing story, we want to hear from you. We want to thank our sponsor today, Racially Conscious Collaboration. Please subscribe to our podcast, Resilient Stories. Download it, rate it, share with your folks on social media. Everyone out there, thank you very much for joining us today. God bless.
Peace. Yours truly, Dr. Watson.